Hugh Johnson Advisors has released a forecast update, an outlook for 2014 and 2015, a barometer of financial and labor market trends, and an indicator of economic health. Financial analyst Hugh Johnson sees the national economy expanding, picking up momentum, and growing stronger now through 2015.
I would expect the economy to continue to expand in 2014. To put a number on it, 2.6%, the consensus might be a little bit stronger than that. And for 2015, 3%.
Johnson's forecast for the national economy implies that the employment picture will brighten.
The unemployment rate is currently 6.7%. It should continue to improve, in my judgment, towards 6% in 2014, and even below 6%, down towards 5.5%. in 2015. So employment conditions should continue to get better. It's a fairly optimistic forecast, not wildly optimistic, but at least a positive outlook or forecast for the U.S. economy and employment conditions within that economy.
The HJA forecast implies that non-farm payrolls will increase 195,000 per month in 2014 and 226,000 per month in 2015. Dan Moran with Next Active Colony believes there are a couple of factors that must be taken into account.
One, the unemployment rate is getting to be a number that we really can't look at anymore because the factors behind it make it difficult to gauge, is unemployment actually going down, given that there are fewer people in the labor force, and that's happening consistently.
Moran says the number to really look at is new jobs on a month-to-month basis.
The forecast of 195,000 to 226,000 per month through 2014-15 seems rather aggressive. If it's true, that would help us recover jobs that we lost in the recession. Now, are we going to recover them quick? Likely not. Economists were saying it could be 2023 before we see these jobs all come back.
Moran agrees that overall the jobs picture is better than it was last year. Johnson says putting an accurate snapshot together is no easy task.
You take all the numbers into consideration, are labor market conditions good or bad, and you'd have to say, well, they're improving, but they're not particularly good or encouraging. In other words, it's still relatively difficult for individuals to find job, and that doesn't show up entirely in the unemployment rate. It's the size of the labor force is declining, which is troubling, quite frankly.
There's more at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.